Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We were just talking yesterday about UGA having their finals. This is a really stressful time if you're in college right now because your finals this week.
I know. And then they always seem to line them up where you'll have like one on Tuesday and then five on Friday.
Yeah, right. And most do the right thing, study for your test, even if it's cramming, in order to get that good grade. But let's say you haven't done that and you know you're going into the final and it just doesn't matter. I mean, you're screwed. You're totally screwed. We want to know, other than studying, what did you do to get a better grade? And the phone lines are lit up with people. And Mark here would like to use the voice disguiser. Good morning, hey. Mark. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, Bert. How are you?
Good, sir. And you?
I'm doing all right.
All right. What'd you do other than studying to assure that you're going to get a good grade?
Well, I went to school in Indiana, and I was in a fraternity, and we basically like to party a lot, penny pitcher night, go out pretty much every night of the week. So we got to a point where we realized that we were all not really going anywhere fast with our majors, so we all switched our major to history, and we started realizing that if we did the projects, we could pass them around because you have pretty much the same history courses, so... 37 of us got history degrees from Ball State University. I'm proud of it.
There were 37 of you guys that switched your majors to history so you could all cheat off each other?
That's correct.
And keep partying. That is funny.
God bless the Hoosiers. thank you, sir. And good morning, Tino. We don't need the voice disguiser for this. Jeff, you're on All the Hits Q100. Tino?
Yes, hey.
Hey. What's up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing? I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. I graduated last year from college. I went to a small private school up in Rome, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And my buddy and I, we used to just flirt a lot with our female professors, and I think it very much paid off.
Because you ended up getting a what?
Well, there was this one professor, and we went on a study abroad trip with her, and it was really, really laid back. There was not a whole lot of work to be done in that class. And when he got back, she just happened to be our human sexuality professor. And we ended up not doing too well on tests. We got, you know, C's and B's. And somehow we pulled an A in the class.
What a struggle. Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I don't know what, I mean, people can say what they want. But my one friend, actually, he went to ask her what his final grade was. And she's like, well, you know, I don't know what it is right now. Why don't you just give me a hug? And I'll give you an A. And he did. And, I mean, I had an A, and we both had A's. And some of the other kids who we knew did better than us on tests ended up getting B's themselves. So.
Just for a hug.
Was she an attractive female professor?
Yeah. I mean, she was okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, she was like
what are you inferring, Jen? What are you inferring?
I don't know. I just was asking.
I don't know. I know, but I don't want to say. What are you saying?
If she's an uglier teacher, she doesn't get a lot of attention from good-looking guys.
Well, no, she wasn't ugly, but, I mean, she was definitely much older than the girls I dated. So,
what were
you
thinking?
What were you thinking? That's what I thought you were saying also.
I just was asking.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking anything.
Tina, which school was that?
Well, it was Berry College up in Rome, Georgia.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so just a hug. You get an A for a hug up there.
Now,
in
if that was a male, I'm just, you know, when it's a female, it's he funny, but I'm just thinking, man, if it was a sorority girl and a male, you know, said, hey, just come here and give me a hug, it's creepy. I don't know why there's a double standard.
Either way around, it's okay?
Yeah. It shouldn't be okay, but it doesn't seem as offensive. I don't know why.
Hey, Beth?
Yes.
Other than studying, what did you do to get a good grade?
I cried. I pulled the girl card out and went to my professor, who was an older man, and sat in his office and cried.
What were you going to get? And then after the cry, what did you end up getting?
I was going to get a D, and I got a B.
All right.
I'm calling out Jacqueline Taylor, a girl I went to high school with. She was the best crier of anybody I knew. She could turn it on and off, and she used it. And, I mean, she had it, and she used it, and I'm sure she got away with a lot of stuff because of
that. That's exactly what I did. I knew how to turn on the tears, and so I had them ready for about 2 minutes and went into his office and sat there and cried.
I want to hear this Academy Award performance. I want to hear a little bit of that. Come on, turn it on.
I can't do it right now.
So
you'd
why
have to see it in person for it to be as believable.
Why was that grade so important for you to have to go to such extreme measures?
Well, I went to Georgia Tech, and a D meant that I was going to have to take the class over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just volunteered the B. I didn't even have to volunteer. I was, you know, willing to settle for a C in the class just so I wouldn't have to take it over.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hilarious.
All right, we just lost somebody on that wanted to go on The Voice Disguiser that was claiming she used to go out to have drinks with her professors all the time, and she got a good grade just because she was having drinks with them.
Because she was, you know, just she wasn't flirting or anything. She was just you know, hanging out, whatever.
Casual. Jesse, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
What college are we talking about?
Well, it was out of state college. I don't really want to say, though, because I don't know. It was a while ago, but, I mean, I just don't really want to say.
You tell us what state?
Well, no, I just don't really want to say.
Well, there's a lot of colleges within a state.
Right.
We can't guess it by the
degree
state.
Back.
Yeah, they can't take your grade away now.
Well, it was really a weird situation.
Okay.
I never went to class, to this one class, and I ended up missing, like, 4 pop quizzes, and there was just definitely no way to pass, and I went to my professor, and I made up some really crazy excuse, and I've even forgotten what it was right now, but he said, well, you know, I'll let you do some personal projects for me. Some running errands and cleaning for him and filing and things like that. So I got about 2 weeks into it. I was cleaning at his house, and this might sound a little like scary movie-ish or something.
You were cleaning his house?
But next thing I know, he had a cheerleading uniform out for me. To wear while I'm cleaning.
Okay, wait, we got to back up here for a second. So you're cleaning his house, and he breaks out a cheerleading uniform and hands it to you?
Good question.
Right, yeah. It's like, I really want you to wear this while you're cleaning.
Oh, no.
And I was,
which means you weren't the first one to wear it, honey.
I was a little freaked out about it, but he didn't try to lay a hand on me. You know, he didn't touch me. He didn't say anything sexual to me, but...
So you put it on.
How did you...
Wait, hold on. So you put it on?
I did.
Oh.
I did. I just
humiliating.
And I was like, "Well, what's this about?" And he was like, well, "I just like to, you know, see you cleaning it." And so, so I put it down, and I cleaned in it. He didn't ever do anything to me, and I thought, "Well, what a wacky guy, you know? What a
wacky
perv." But I mean, hey, I got a B+ in the class. So.
Did you have to spend? Did you have to spend any time thinking about from the time that he said, you know, here, I'm going to give you some extra credit, but it involves cleaning my house? Like, did you sleep on that, or did you just kind of go, okay, or like...
Well, I just kind of went okay on that. I didn't really feel threatened or anything at the time, so...
Just curious.
I don't know, I guess I was young and naive, but I don't know. I didn't feel threatened by him at all, but the cheerleading uniform was really crazy when I look back now, so...
What class was it?
Funny enough, it was ethics class.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
Yeah, are you serious? It was. So.
You couldn't write that better.
You really couldn't.
Oh,
so So yeah, degrading enough that he wants you to clean the house, then ultra degrading that he wants you to put the cheerleading uniform on, and the topper of the whole thing is an ethics class.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover. And designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Not a point of sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and companies that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers earning real wages. That's what we stand for. Making clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.